an interesting challenge for us because I've got both the perspective as of a senator, but I also, you know, went through the last BRAC process as governor of Virginia, and, you know, we fought tooth and nail to try to preserve our federal installations and at the same time grow them. And, you know, net, Virginia did pretty well, but the blessing can also be a curse. We've got enormous increase in staff and capabilities at Fort Belvoir, but we don't have the transportation infrastructure. And when we've got states across the region, and particularly in Virginia, that are transportation starved at this point, part of what we're trying to say is, you know, as much as we want these additional jobs at Belvoir and elsewhere in Virginia, unless we put the infrastructure and have a partnership with the federal government to make sure the infrastructure is in place, then, you know, again, we're going to lose some of the best of our workforce who are going to say, hey, this just becomes too much of a hassle to deal with. They would look outside the federal government rather than having to deal with the quality of life challenges and the transportation challenges. So our hope is that this study will then lead to a greater partnership from the federal government to help these relocations and make them more possible. I mean, I also think that we have to balance the security concerns that are real and current, but the fact that a lot of what we, for example, created in Arlington and particularly in Northern Virginia have been around metro stops, and there has been clearly a transportation and quality of life benefit around those. And if we're going to move to more secure locations, we've got to try to duplicate the infrastructure again, or we'll lose good folks.
Now, a big part of this is also happening in Maryland involving Fort Meade and also right. The Naval Medical Center on Rockville Pike. Are you getting cooperation or at least overtures or discussions with your counterparts in Maryland,
yep.
Senator Cardin and Mikulski? Are they working with you on this as well?
We plan to work with them. This is a regional problem and a regional challenge, and the challenge between Maryland and Virginia, you know, that when I wore my governor's hat in terms of the BRAC process of trying to get some of theirs and not lose some of ours to them, you know, that's over. Those decisions have been made. So let's find a way that we implement BRAC the right way so that the federal workforce that we desperately need to retain and make sure that totally disrupt their lives, that they've got an ability to, you know, get to work and get home from work in a way that's reasonable.
So, Senator, where do those appropriations come from? Is it reasonable to expect that might be something that the stimulus funds could do?
Well, you know, it's going to be hard. You know, the challenge with the stimulus has been, one, it was never very well marketed or described. You know, the stimulus was a third tax cuts, a third support for the states, and then a final third of kind of new initiatives like smart grid and healthcare IT, high-speed rail, broadband. And I don't know if we'll be able to reallocate some of the back-end stimulus monies. I would be open to that into the infrastructure. I do believe that I'd like to try to see if we could find our partners in DOD to help fund some of this. That's something that we've had some conversations with. Some of the relocation expenses that the DOD is looking at, you know, needs to go beyond personnel relocation, but needs to go at infrastructure. But it also begs the larger question that, you know, something we got to acknowledge. We got to infrastructure funding system in this country that is basically bankrupt. Bankrupt at the state level, bankrupt at the National Highway Trust Fund. And, you know, some of the listeners may not like to hear this, but, you know, we got at some point, if we're going to get this right, not just around the BRAC closures, but particularly for the greater capital area, we're going to have to find a new way to fund some of this because existing gas taxes just aren't getting it met.
Yeah, and speaking of all these changes in BRAC, you can't really talk about them without at least mentioning Metro,
right,
which is beloved by some in Congress, and it's just a hairball to everyone else. And it seems to be breaking down just at the time when it's starting to be needed even more than ever. Does Metro and its funding figure into all the BRAC discussions as well?
Well, I think, yeah, one of the reasons why I think we had a relatively efficient, again, I think about a lot of the facilities we had, and particularly in Arlington, was because they were close to metro stops. I mean, as we move, using Fort Belvoir as a counterexample, without having the appropriate rail access, that's going to be a much bigger challenge. So I do think part of the reason I moved to the region in the 70s, and, you know, Metro was still kind of just coming online, and, you know, we basically have infrastructure across our whole country, Metro being a prime example, that was bright and shiny and new a number of years back, and we've been basically bleeding it dry by not being able to support the maintenance and upkeep. And at some point that string, you know, that string has run out, and you've got only not only Metro collapsing, you have the capacity of our road network is just way overwrought here in the region. And, you know, my fear as a, you know, advocate for the capital region and Virginia, we've really benefited by having the federal government here. We've had a lot of spinoffs in terms of the private sector, not just on the defense side, but my old field in the technology field. But unless we can upgrade our infrastructure, people don't have to stay here. They will move. And that's going to require, I believe, still new funding sources. I tried that as governor and was unsuccessful, at least on the transportation end. We simply postponed the inevitable.
And Senator Warner, you got a deadline coming up, September 2011. That's pretty close.
Yeah, it is absolutely close, and it's one of the reasons why I was glad that Senator Webb and I were able to get this study in, and we're gonna be pushing it very, very hard, and as we kind of get into next year's funding cycle, really press our case that this has to be, this is a national obligation, so we're going to wear a little bit of a parochial hat advocating is that this has to be high in the priority list and can't just go through the normal transportation funding formulas. This is a security priority. This is a priority that DOD needs to share with us. But it also begs the greater question of how we fund infrastructure for everybody. The current system, based upon the gas tax, which is a declining source of revenue as we move to more fuel-efficient cars, we're just going to have to rethink how we fund this whole area.
And do you have some ideas on that?
Well, I think you're going to have to probably look at more tolling, particularly smart tolling that will toll different based upon when you travel on the roads. And then some of our federal employees are going to have to look at more flexible work schedules so that if we deal with congestion issues. I know there's even been some talk about kind of a VMT transponder that would be vehicles mile traveled transponders that would, again, be kind of an indirect usage fee. I think we're going to have to go down that path because, I'm still hopeful from a national security standpoint we get ourselves off our foreign oil addiction, and that means, more hybrid vehicles and electrification of vehicles. We go there, and while that's good security-wise and environmental-wise, it totally dries up our funding source for infrastructure because there's going to be a electricity tax put on cars, so that's going to be something going to tolling or VMT is probably going to have to be in the mix.